Think about it. We're living in dangerous times, friends, more so than ever before. And no, I'm not actually speaking in terms of a pandemic or systemic racism. I'm not drawing a line between lives that matter or giving reference towards human trafficking. While I'm sure we can all agree those matters are culturally significant and need addressing, the danger I'm most concerned with hits even closer to home for all of us. Realizing it or not, we all carry around an arsenal of loaded weapons ready to fire at will. Our words can be weapons when not used properly that cause great damage to those around us. Proverbs 18 even warns us that the tongue has the power of life or death. And yet now, more than ever, no doubt thanks to social media and the ability to share our opinions with the world so easily, we feel validated in saying the things we feel, speaking our truth. Years ago, I saw an acrostic that was the word think. For each letter, the point was to think before you speak, and if your words were not all five qualifiers, then it was probably best you not say what you were thinking. Are your words true, honest, inspiring, necessary, and kind? Not just one, but all. It seems as though many of us feel as though we've been given the right to say whatever we want, whenever we want, all while leaning on the side of great American freedom of speech, forgetting that freedom is not actually God's command. God's command is that we think before we speak. Not in those exact words, but that we take time to consider what we say or type. To consider the audience and the outcome. Our words are not worth someone's life, and speaking our truth is never a good enough reason to break someone's spirit. When we consider the warning in James chapter 3 that our words can start a wildfire, my prayer is that we choose to err on the side of caution, that we remember the words of Smokey the Bear and recognize the need to apply them to emotional, spiritual, and mental forest fires as well. While everything within us may be screaming to speak our truth, let's not forget that only you can prevent forest fires.